Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwang Lepop Sonam about when Queen Maya was pregnant. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang Lepop Sonam. 12013, April 30, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. When Queen Maya was pregnant, she was already advanced in age. She thus had to make an intense effort to maintain her health. However, after her baby was finally born, she became weak and died 7 days later. Nowadays, the advances in medical science and technology have, of course, progressed to the point where it could have even saved Queen Maya. Nevertheless, at that time they could not do so, and so she left this world. Thus, Sokamuni Buddha, who was Prince Siddhartha, had to be raised by his aunt, his mother's sister. According to the sutras, Sokamuni Buddha always had sad eyes whenever he saw people growing up without parents, or children experiencing hardships. Prince Siddhartha would always remain aloof and not interact with other children, generally always sitting in a quiet place under a tree, as if in meditation. As he grew up, he studied well and participated in many sports. He always scored good grades compared to his peers. At the same time, Sokamuni Buddha was constantly questioning why some people were born poor, why some were sick, and why some had to die, or even why some had to be born in this world. He also pondered why the four caste system existed in India and why some human beings were important while others were not, even though all human beings were the same. In order to find the cause of that, from a young age, he greatly differed from other children in temperament and disposition. Yet, when his friends were sick, he was always there to help them. When workers quarreled, he would always intervene, persuading them not to argue and instead make peace with each other. Therefore, King Suddhodana saw how wonderful Prince Siddhartha was, and so he had many expectations for his son to take over as king and become a great leader of the kingdom of Kapila when he grew up. Nevertheless, Prince Siddhartha's mind was never comfortable. He wanted to know the real cause of Sengno Pyongsa. This question always predominated his thoughts. He knew that the answer had to be found through his mind. He therefore decided to find out what the mind truly is. This question helped him to become a practitioner and is the reason for him leaving home. Therefore, he searched far and wide in many places to meet a spiritual leader or practitioners. No matter what, no one could help him find what he was seeking for. He constantly had a deep longing for knowing what the truth is and could not express what this truth is with words and speech. He wondered what he should do. This thinking was so all-pervading that he did not even eat, so much so that all the intense practice without any nourishment only made his body weak. At that time, he realized that he could not find the truth with a weak body. So he went to the river to wash himself. Thereafter, using only dry grass from the ground as a seed, he practiced sincerely. So, he attained enlightenment on 8th of December by the lunar calendar. This globe and the universe come from a small little particle. The entire universe exists in this small little particle. After realizing this, he thus became the world honored one, Sukhamuni Buddha. A lantern actually shows the wisdom light. Thank you very much, Jigwang Nepopsenam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jigwang Nepopsenam. And thank you very much, Sukhamuni Buddha, for coming into this world. I wish you a nice and happy, wonderful week, yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.